The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It was a great letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal about the process that this individual went through and in talking with their friends and how they decided to cast a vote in the presidential election the way that they did. And I thought it would be worthwhile reading the letter because it's really kind of enlightening. Ann Bauer is the name of the person that wrote the letter, and she says the following. Almost no one I know voted for either of the presidential tickets. We, my friends and family, and I all voted against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance or against Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And we made concessions to do it. At a dinner party last weekend, I was lamenting this necessity. I'd love to see an election where voters are excited about the person they're voting for, I said. When was the last time we had one of those? Actually, a friend said, I think this is optimal. An election where you vote against rather than for is more logical, less emotional, and it yields better results. My friend is in his early 60s, a crusty closet conservative. I've known him for 30 years, but had no idea about his politics until 2020 when the Twin Cities became ground zero for progressive activism, and I started questioning my lifelong faith in Democrats. That's when my friend, a theater instructor and ethicist, came out to me. We agreed about the illiberal trends we were seeing, especially in public schools. Extended COVID closures, even as much as of the rest of the country, was reopening. Teacher strikes blocking roads. Soaring rates of transgenderism in urban teens. Glaring educational inequities between white and black areas, despite the teaching of critical race theory as early as the third grade. My people were so bathed in righteousness, they'd become a living satire. For 3 months, I sat on a Minnesota water conservation board with wealthy travelers who kept golf courses green while recommending water rationing for farmers. The group's leader proposed we stage a Pearl Harbor-level event that would scare the public into taking shorter showers. Any objection to such ideas is met with gentle murmuring about xenophobia or fascism. Yard sign speech is rhetorical kryptonite, especially in an all-blue place. That's what Americans like me voted against. We didn't vote for Trump. We voted to stop the cancerous mutation of well-intended ideas misused by institutions turned self-serving and dictatorial by an elite few. This is the story of so many catastrophes. From Lysenkoism and the internment of Japanese Americans to weapons of mass destruction and the Patriot Act, we've been watching parallel manias unfold on a myriad of fronts. Loving acceptance of trans people was transformed into speech control and a consumer pool for big pharma's hormone treatments. Empowerment of educators became disregard for the well-being of kids. Opposition to racism morphed into elaborate and profitable shaming rituals. Privileged, Lucky people filch the causes of the impoverished, becoming irate and striking back when the downtrodden dare speak for themselves. Speech has been under attack universally. Many people I know voted against Trump in part because he has threatened to shut down unfriendly media. This is a position I respect, but from my vantage point, shared by many of my fellow anti-Harris voters, it is Democrats who have gone too far, breaching our First Amendment rights again and again, using canny convolutions like misinformation and conspiracy to justify suppressing ideas they just simply don't like. We voted to check the momentum of these movements, to halt a progressive disease. We voted against the idea that going further is always better. In our hearts, many of us were striking back against the hectoring superiority, the people who told us we were too stupid to understand, or too racist, too sexist, too self-hating, too similar to Nazis. We voted to make those fiercely divisive and destructive arguments stop. I realized my friend had a point about the drawbacks of voting for a candidate. The last time I did so was in 2012. Barack Obama was smooth and kind and wicked smart. He wept over slain children authentically, I believe, spoke with every man authority, and had great taste in music and books. I felt a deep emotional tie to this man who represented hope and change. How lovely, how feel good, how vague, yet I, along with my community, felt held and seen and celebrated when he prevailed. Years later, the revelations about Mr. Obama started to emerge, like old infidelities. Each one has a slap. The raising of protected parkland in Chicago so his presidential library would have a better view. Invented histories that casually elide his cronyism and transactional social climbing. His lavish, star-infested 200-guest birthday party during COVID shutdowns. More recently, his astonishing condescension stumping for Ms. Harris, when he scolded black men for their assumed sexism and told them how to vote.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Voting for a candidate back then led me to soft criteria. Charm, warmth, a quick smile. Ultimately, I felt disappointed and betrayed, the pitfalls of an emotional relationship. None of this is at play with Mr. Trump. I'm not looking for him to be charming or warm. I don't care for YMCA. I often dislike the things he says. His behavior on January 6, 2021 was egregious, pure hubris, and it might have been disqualifying if not for the confounding response from Democrats who seized on the event and used it to justify constitutional infringements from the day forward. In a recent echo of this effect, I cringed and nearly caved in the day a comedian told an inexcusably offensive joke at Mr. Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. But my will to vote against the Democratic regime was resurrected when President Biden sneered that more than half of the country's citizens were garbage for supporting Trump. I fear the sway of Big Pharma, the mad scientific modification of children, inflationary monetary policy, and Cheney-esque forever wars. More than anything, I cherish freedom of expression and believe it is our most spiritual right. Prayer, poetry, stories, music, they're what lift us above this mortal space. Ideas have metaphysical weight. I'd rather die than live in a world without this freedom, which I saw Democrats repeatedly trying to control and restrict. My best wager in 2024 is that Messrs. Trump and Vance will put the brakes on these dangerous runaway trends. I spoke to my friend Wednesday morning to get his permission to write about our conversation. Then I asked if he was happy about the election outcome. He responded, "Not exactly happy," he replied, "but it was much better than the alternative." I thought that that piece kind of summed it up and embraced what I've heard from a lot of folks that I talk to as well. They were not totally and positively enamored with Donald Trump as a candidate. But what outweighed some of their feelings about Donald Trump, some of their hesitation about Donald Trump, some of their uncertainty about Donald Trump, was the certainty of their feelings about what Democrats were doing to our society and where they would step in the way of a lot of what the country was feeling. The day after the election, you were recalled during a monologue that I delivered that that's exactly what I said. It couldn't be. They went right to the isms, sexism and everything else, racism. It couldn't be those issues that she so articulately pointed out in that letter to the editor, the opinion piece. And as she said, it ended up that we didn't vote for a candidate. We voted against movements that were going in a direction in an out-of-control way that had the net effect of restricting our rights and freedoms that we have been accustomed to enjoying. I don't know about you. I'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870, on that very topic, as she so eloquently laid out in that letter about where we were headed. And I said the other day that one of the things that really struck me is that I would never allow a third party to step in between me as a parent and my child. And how dare anyone tell me that I am not working in the best interest of my children and that others know better. When interestingly, they know nothing about the home life. They know nothing about that individual's home life. They know nothing about the ideology of the parents or otherwise. They're hearing one side of a story from an adolescent. And they're off and running. And they believe, based on that, that they know better, that their ideology is stronger than everyone else and more important than any other person's belief. And their attempt to shut people down when they try to provide an alternative, we saw it at school board meeting after school board meeting, school board meeting. Yet no one in the mainstream media ever referred to that as suppression of a First Amendment right, a free speech. To the contrary, they were policing speech. And then they wondered why so many of those very same school board members were voted out of office. It's amazing that folks didn't see this coming. All you had to do was look at the polls. And on almost every one of these issues, the vast majority of the public fell on the side contrary to what the Democratic Party was promoting. And we're seeing it now, right? Already, they're trashing the appointment of Tom Homan as the border czar, and we'll talk to David Beyer later about this very topic. As though those that were in favor of an immigration policy that was going to be more stricter and just basically following the law, that Trump was going to be warm and fuzzy and provide something different. I don't know how you could think that. The public has spoken where they are on that. They thought that the Hispanic population was monolithic. Most of the Hispanics that I know, including my mother and others, who's a first-generation immigrant from Central America, they are pro-Trump on immigration and what he says, because they understand the process, the sacrifice, and everything else that they had to go through to get to this country. But we view that population as though they would be more sympathetic and empathetic. No, they left countries that had no rule of law. Countries that had no rule of law. They understand better than most the importance of having that rule of law, especially when it comes to immigration. Because they went through that process. And the day that they were naturalized, that was one of the most proud days of their life. And the fact of the matter that we're making all of these accommodations, monetarily and otherwise, and the folks that I'm talking to, they are pissed. They think it's a joke. And they wonder where this country's headed when you have a good percentage of folks, over 40 million in this country, who are citizens that are living below the federally identified poverty level, and they are not the beneficiary of some of the accommodations given to this group. And we wonder why we find ourselves in the position we find ourselves in. And we're going to talk about this a little later as well, about this child separation policy. I said this from the very beginning. How is it that we segregate a population within this country and we find that when the adult is separated from the child, that it is completely and totally unacceptable, egregious, and otherwise? You might say, where's Newell going with this? I served in law enforcement 40 years. We separated parents from children every day when we arrested them, whether that be for a misdemeanor, a relative felony, a felony, or otherwise in this country. They were separated from their family and their children. And in many cases, they were separated immediately at the scene of the crime. And they were taken somewhere different. But all of a sudden, the law enforcement actors at the border are viewed upon differently, inhumane. Really? Have we looked ourselves in the mirror? We do this every day in this country. Every single solitary day to citizens. And yet there should be a special privilege? They violated the law. Just like when citizens violate the law. Right? And what happens? Accommodations have to be made by family members or otherwise. They put themselves at the risk of that happening by coming across the border. They put themselves in that predicament every day, the same way that a criminal puts themselves in a predicament when they knowingly and intentionally violate the law. How is it different? How is it more inhumane for that to actually happen? And the fact of the matter is, it's been happening in this country for 3 or 4 decades. right? Whether we talk about it or not, it's been a byproduct of an immigration policy here in this country. Because why? Well, for the most part, because we do it to our own citizens. But nobody wants to have that honest conversation and talk about the thing that's staring us right in the face. And we truly expect that somebody's got a magic wand that's going to make all of this go away. No, it's not. It's not how it works. It doesn't. It's not how it works operationally out there in the field. It never has, and it never will. So I'm not sure, and they're talking about how, you know, under the previous Trump administration, there were thousands of children lost. It's the same thing that's going on under the Biden administration. And I don't mean this as a criticism. It's a fact. It's an observation. It's the frailty of how enforcement of law actually has outcomes that are ugly when everything is done by a constitutional standard and by the operation of law. These things happen. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.